Hey guys, welcome to Sweet Kicks with Bricks. I'm your host, Barry Ricks, and today's Kickstarter highlight is Tiny Epic Galaxies, the universe in your pocket. Today I have Michael, the creator, the mastermind of this game. And how's it going, Michael?
Awesome, Barry. I am having a great day, man. Thank you.
Oh, I can imagine you're having a great day. We're going to talk about your game, and we'll let people know why you're having a great day. I could only imagine. So you have this Kickstarter going on right now, Tiny Epic Galaxies. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the game?
So the game is a 30-minute intergalactic conquest game. Right now it plays 1 to 4 players, but shortly a stretch goal will unlock the fifth player, so 1 to 5 players potentially. In this game, you're developing your empire by colonizing these planets to bring them into your galaxy. Mechanically, what you're going to be doing here is it's a dice-driven game where you're going to be plugging in and kind of programming the dice that provide you your actions, but the way that you plug them in and kind of the way that you activate them, you're going to string together these combos that really make the difference in the game. And it's really quite exciting because of the comboing.
That's really cool. And for those that haven't checked out or seen it on Kickstarter, you are insanely funded at this point. It's pretty amazing. And I can congratulate you and everything. But it's right now, as of when we're recording this, I mean, you have over 7,000 backers. You have, over $235,000. And your goal was only 15. So that's got to be, like, extremely natural high for you right now.
Yes, my mind is blown. This is really exciting, and it's really a testament to the game itself, because I sent out a whole bunch of prototypes to reviewers, but also just to other casual gamers. I ran a big contest for it, but then I put it out as a free print and play on BoardGameGeek, so everybody could go and try the game. By the time I had launched on Kickstarter, it was well over 1,000 downloads, so tons of people had got a chance to get their hands on the game. I had really shown it off all throughout 2014 on the convention circuit, and I just think that this really shows that the gameplay is solid and exciting, and people have showed up to support it.
Yeah, it's totally awesome, and this is not your first go at Kickstarter. You've had several successful funded projects.
I have, yeah. I've been on Kickstarter for 3 years now. I've run a total of 10 projects. If you head up over to Gameland Games on Kickstarter, you can check some of them out.
I've been able to look at that, and every single one, like, extremely successfully funded, and it's just, that's amazing. so obviously you're producing great content if everything has been, and obviously you have a really strong following of people that love your games, and so I could imagine people's minds were blown once they're like, another game, I must have it. So that's it's really awesome, and it's a testament to how well you produce your games. So that's awesome.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much for that. I'm just a gamer that loves games. I mean, I've been gaming my whole life. I'm a child of the 80s. I've just grown up in front of Nintendo, in Heroes Quest. I mean, you name it, man. So it's in my blood.
Yeah, well, and speaking of Nintendo, it might be a little tangent, but that's okay. We're casual here. But you were like a competitor for playing Legend of Zelda, is that correct?
this is a fun story, and I'm going to start back at when I saw this documentary called King of Kong, and in that documentary, I learned about this organization, Twin Galaxies, that is the keeper of all video game, arcade, electronic world records for games and stuff. And I was like, oh, that's interesting, because I'm an old school gamer. I still will choose an 8-bit game over today's games. I mean, and it's just almost daily, at the end of the night, I wind down with Zelda 2, The Adventure of Link, that's me. So I checked out this website, and I was like, well, maybe they've got, stuff for my favorite games, of course, right? Zelda, the original Zelda. I'm talking like the first one was just blew my mind. So I look it up, and I see that they do have a couple of records for that, one of which is a pass or fail record. So if you can do this accomplishment, then you can get the world record and be part of the holders of the world record. I think right now it's me and two or three others. But it's this extreme challenge where you have to get through the game all the way to Ganon in the most minimalistic way possible. You can't pick up a sword. You can't pick up heart containers. You can't pick up the rings. I mean, it's just you got to get there pretty
wow.
much bare naked.
That is hardcore.
So that's the rundown on it. A lot of fun.
That's cool. Well, and obviously that's a, you know, that shows us that you love gaming and your love of video games eventually got you into board gaming, I imagine.
It definitely did. And it was just all kind of a crossover. I did a lot of board gaming too when I was a kid. I had mentioned Heroes Quest, and that was one of the ones that really struck a chord with me when I was young. My dad brought it home and it was over my head. But it really unlocked a part of my imagination. And so after everybody would go to bed, I'd bust out the game and I didn't know how to play it at all. But I just knew that it just became a toolbox really as a young game designer to kind of play around with different concepts and just make up my own stuff. And so I've been doing that since day one too.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. And I have very fond memories of HeroQuest myself. So that's good times right there.
Yes, it is.
So I have a question. So with Kickstarter and all your projects and everything, so there, I imagine when you started Kickstarter 3 years ago and started your company and started making games on a more regular basis, that there's books out there, there's seminars out there about how to deal with failure, right?
Mm-hmm.
But there's not really anything out there like, how to deal with success. So my question to you is, with all of your stuff being incredibly successful, I mean, how'd you handle that? How did you kind of prepare yourself to be able to handle all of a sudden this board game fame, so to speak?
I don't know, Barry. You know, it's just one of those things where I just take, things one step at a time. It's not like any sort of this... certainly not any of the fame or anything like that. I mean, there's, definitely no paparazzi outside my door, I'll tell you that. but the projects are awesome. And now Gameland Games has gotten to a point where I can do it full time. And that's really that's what the reward and the excitement is that has come from, the success of my projects. But it hasn't always been that way. It's only recently that I've transitioned into being able to work full time for my company up until this point, really. So first, 2.5 years, almost 3 years of doing this, it paid for itself. It was a hobby that paid for itself, which is fantastic. And so that's why I continued doing it. And it really was a creative outlet for me. So I just kept going. And, to kind of speak to the failures thing, my projects have been successful, but that's not to say that I haven't also made mistakes and it's a big thing to learn from that. And I've done some things on my projects that, in hindsight, I would have done better, done different. And so, I continue to refine my process, and it's important that, you learn from your mistakes and use them as part of the foundation for success.
That's awesome. Well, and it must help that, your family and your wife are also involved with helping you run your company too.
And yeah, and they're very supportive. I mean, that it would really not work if my wife wasn't supportive. And it's unfortunate. Some scenarios are like that, but she's really just dove into this project with me. She took the risk with me. She sacrificed, knowing that, for a while there, I could have been putting all this extra time maybe into my day job to try to make a better, day by day salary at a 9-to-5 kind of gig. But, she allowed me to take this risk and she took it with me, and it's really paid off.
That's awesome. That's really cool to be able to, quit the day job, focus on something that you have a passion for, and now you do that for a living. It's a really cool story. So with Tiny Epic Galaxies, I mean, obviously we've talked about it. It's funded. It's going to happen. It's going to come to people's hands. So as we're talking right now, there's still 22 days left to go on the Kickstarter. The Kickstarter ends on February 7th. So when it ends, when do you hope to have the finished product out to people's hands?
So I have the estimated delivery set as September of 2015, and that follows the same projection and production schedule that I set for Tiny Epic Kingdoms and Tiny Epic Defenders. I will say that Tiny Epic Kingdoms delivered a month late, but Tiny Epic Defenders is delivering a month early. I think with Tiny Epic Galaxies, I've gotten enough of a head start on a lot of the sampling and different things for some of the components where I'm confident that I should be able to deliver Galaxies definitely on time, if not a month or two early.
Yeah, well, and you know what? People need a – I'm sure people, if they don't understand, they should understand that sometimes you run into situations, maybe the printing goes bad or something like that. So those things happen, people, so be patient. And the game is going to come to you. And like Michael said, you know, it could come to you early, too. So that's always a possibility. That's really cool. So tell everybody, what I mean, you said it already, but tell everybody once again where they can find out more about Tiny Epic Galaxies and about your company.
So easiest place is just head over to my website, which is GamelinGames.com. That's spelled GamelinGames.com. From there, you'll find links to my Facebook at Gamelin Games, Twitter at Gamelin_Games. You'll find links to my Kickstarter to lead you over to Tiny Epic Galaxies. You can always just jump on Kickstarter and type in Tiny Epic Galaxies on their search, or heck, even just type it in Google and you'll find the Kickstarter.
That's awesome. And I would encourage everybody, obviously there's, you have over 7,000 people that think this is going to be, something worth their time and money. So everyone listening, go to Kickstarter and check out Tiny Epic Galaxies. And also the great thing about the game is it's very affordable, too. I mean, Michael's not asking for your arm and your leg to get this game, but he's asking for a very affordable price and that you'll be able to have hours worth of fun gameplay with friends and family. So go check out Tiny Epic Galaxies on Kickstarter. So, Michael, thank you for joining me today. I really appreciate taking your time out of your crazy Kickstarter schedule right now. I can imagine that you're only drowning in comments and emails and everything currently. So I appreciate your time.
Hey, absolutely. This was my pleasure. So thank you for having me on.
Yeah, and good luck to the future. I imagine we'll be seeing more great things from you and your company. And I look forward to seeing the next product that comes out.
Well, thanks a lot, Barry. Appreciate it.
Yep, have a good one.
Bye-bye.